Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Grace and peace to you on your journey as you journey in this great adventure of faith, but also as you journey with me in the book of Acts. We are in chapter 2. Peter has already used several verses from Joel as he introduces his sermon, and now he transitions and does a very smart thing, I believe. He lays out an argument to his audience, which is comprised entirely of Jews, that the foundation of his belief in Christ is King David. This would have been very important to a Jewish audience because, as many of you realize, King David for them was the representation of God's king, and through the Davidic line, they believed the Messiah would come. Peter does not bother to do what Matthew will do in his gospel, nor what Luke will do in his gospel, and that is lay out a genealogical case. Peter probably doesn't do this because to do such would have taken a lot of time, he probably doesn't have it memorized, quite frankly, the genealogical trace from David through Jesus. But he does believe that David prophesied of the coming Jesus, not by name, but the coming Christ. And so Peter goes back into the scriptures and he doesn't stand there and unscroll what we would call Psalm 16, but he does quote from what we would call Psalm 16. Beginning in verse 25 and running through verse 28, I want to read Peter's text. This is the second text he is used in this sermon. Again, his first text being Joel 2. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. And there's a bouncing back and forth between the pronouns here. In some passages, David is talking about himself. In others, he's obviously talking prophetically. At least that's the way Peter believed it, and that's the way we've come to believe it, because he is speaking of himself at first, and then when you get to the 27th verse there of Acts 2, you will not leave my soul in Hades or allow your Holy One to see corruption. So this is Jesus speaking to the Father that he knows he will not be allowed to stay in Hades. Now understand that Hades to the Jew, the Jewish writer, would have meant the place of death. It's the grave. And so he's saying, you will not allow me to stay in the grave. You will not allow my body to see corruption. To help explain this passage, Peter turns to his audience in verse 29 and says, men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to set on his throne, he, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. So you see Peter doing what I do, what countless millions of ministers have done since the dawn of the text. We read the text, then we comment on the text by bringing the text back into our commentary. And by doing that, we bring freshness to the scriptures and we put light on them in a way that maybe they had not seen before. We're going to review Peter's commentary of Psalm 16 tomorrow. I want to show you how he makes some connections and how it takes a revelation of the Holy Spirit for him to be able to do this. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.